USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday fully vaccinated U.S. citizens can visit Canada without restrictions beginning Monday, August 9th. The PM said, thanks to the rising vaccination rates and declining COVID-19 cases, we were able to move forward with adjusted border measures. End quote. A sixth Texas Democrat who ran away to Washington because of legislation they didn't like has been diagnosed with COVID-19 and is self-isolating. Texas Democrats released a statement on Monday that there will be no more daily updates on new cases of the lawmakers. More than 50 Texas Democrats arrived in Washington last week after leaving their home state on a private charter jet. No one was wearing masks. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Monday named five Republicans to the Select Committee set to investigate the events of January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. The list includes Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has veto power over McCarthy's picks. USA Radio News.
Nothing is more important than your vote. Now, lawmakers across America are pushing for election integrity to make sure your vote really counts. All this week, Newsmax's Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are exposing the flaws in our voting systems and how to fix them. Make sure you watch Spicer and Company tonight on Newsmax for the real truth about your vote and how Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and more are in the crosshairs. Everyone is watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. And you can watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax is your trusted news source. Every night, watch great shows, starting with Spicer & Company, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Cortez & Pellegrino, and a lot more. Go to Newsmax for real news. Watch it today.
The first group of Afghan nationals who served as interpreters and translators for American forces in Afghanistan will be temporarily housed at Fort Lee, Virginia. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Afghans are in fear of retribution from the Taliban that continue to make gains across wide sections of Afghanistan as the U.S. military finishes its withdrawal after a war that lasted 20 years. Retired Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman, said the Army base will serve as only the initial relocation site.
The plan right now is to use existing housing infrastructure at Fort Lee to take care of these folks. After looking at what we could do, Fort Lee seemed appropriate to be able to meet that initial request for this initial group to be able to house both individuals and families.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As Texas Democrat lawmakers run away from their responsibilities because they don't like the legislation, puts a major black eye on Texas politics. So says Texas State Senator and former teacher Angela Paxton, Republican. She tells Fox News their actions are stunning.
The irony is really stunning. If indeed the place to be, if you care about protecting the vote, which is what this bill really is about, it's not D.C., it's in Texas. And the irony of holding a position as an elected official where your job literally is to vote on behalf of your constituents and then to leave and refuse to vote is beyond me. The thing that I would say is this is not like Texas politics. And I think that's part of what's very frustrating about this. I'm in the Texas Senate. We have a quorum, although we only have four of our Democrats still here in the state, but we do have enough to continue to do the work of the Texans that we all represent. But it's not the way we've done business. I think Texas has always been known for its ability to get things done, 150 House members and 31 senators. And so it's pretty frustrating that these House Democrats have resorted to D.C.-style politics instead of Texas-style politics.
My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.